And for an even closer look at how this decision impacts Americans and how organizations are responding on the ground, we turn to Amna Nawaz.
That's right, Judy. We'll get two perspectives. I'm joined first by Michael Gonadakis. He's president of the group Ohio Right to Life. He's been with the organization for more than 14 years. Michael, welcome to the NewsHour. Thank you for making the time. There have been people working towards this decision for 50 years. You have been working towards it for 14. Just help me understand, what is this moment like for you?
It's historic. You know, never in my lifetime did I believe it would come to this, and here we are today, and we have a monumental task ahead of us. Our work is not done. It's just begun. We need to ensure that we have the greatest social service safety net here in the state of Ohio to help all women, especially women who find themselves in an unintended pregnancy.
Well, let me ask you about that work ahead and your resources there, because women in Ohio, like a lot of women around the country, lived through a pandemic. They were disproportionately affected when it comes to workforce participation. I saw in Ohio, rental prices have been soaring like they've been everywhere else. We're living with record inflation. You're a nonprofit. How can you support these women? Do you have the funding and resources you need?
Well, we don't, as an organization, to help every single woman in Ohio, of course, but we do have our tax dollars through the legislature and our governor, who's pro-life as well, Mike DeWine. And what we've done from budget upon budget is find extra dollars or take dollars that we currently have and send them to help with WIC, help with SNAP, help with different programs that help women, whether it be for prenatal care or their own health care. We supported Medicaid expansion in Ohio and still do today. We think every woman should have access to a doctor no matter what. And we believe if we continue these common sense approaches at our city, county, and state level, the resources are there to ensure every woman who finds themselves an unintended pregnancy will have everything they need to have a healthy baby and raise their child or place their child for adoption.
You're confident those resources are already there, or they will be there?
They are already there. We have a $7 billion rainy day fund too, and our coffers are full, and we are spending the money now. Our governor continues to provide extra money for women, for diapers, formulas, for parenting classes, and the like, and he's doing a great job.
We should mention too, in Ohio, the governor back in 2019 signed a so-called heartbeat bill, right, which effectively ban abortions at around 6 weeks or so. It's been held up in a court. It's likely to go into place. But even with that, if a woman in Ohio becomes pregnant, she can still travel out of state. She could still order in medication abortion. How does your group approach that?
Yeah, you know, we're at a new frontier here. You know, we're dealing with issues that we're seeing for the first time here. Of course, there is no law, nor would there be a law that would restrict someone's ability to cross state lines for any reason whatsoever. I'll tell you, on the heartbeat bill, breaking news, the federal judge just lifted the injunction. So 10 minutes ago now, the law in Ohio is the heartbeat standard as of 10 minutes ago. And as it relates to mail order prescriptions, we can't regulate the internet at this time, of course, not a state or the federal government. So we're going to have to sit down and tackle these issues together as a nation, as a state, on how we ensure that women aren't ordering unsafe drugs from China or Mexico or wherever else.
Well, let me ask you about that briefly in just a few seconds. We know that outlawing abortion doesn't end abortion. How worried are you women will turn to increasingly dangerous means to end pregnancies?
Well, we think with the right type of care that I've spoke about already and ways, whether it be our church or be other types of opportunities to help women and demonstrate to them that they have the care they need, the health care, the prenatal care, and every county, all 88 counties of Ohio, that they're going to have that access. And it's there today.
That is Mike Gonadakis. He's president of the group Ohio Right to Life. Michael, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.